British had 4 killed and 36 wounded, per Cornwallis, but likely far more, as we'll discuss in a moment. The Patriots also had 4 killed, an unknown number wounded, and 3 captured. Later that morning, upon hearing Cornwallis was across, Greene orders Morgan's army to retreat to Salisbury. He also sends word to his main army to head there if in condition to fight, and if not, to go up the far side of the Yadkin to that area. The British follow Morgan's army the next day. After the British leave, 2 Patriots appear and find Davidson's body. One source reports it was partially in the river, but Graham's biographer and grandson says it was where he fell. The British had stripped it, and his wallet turns up 183 years later in London's British Museum. That night, by torchlight, they bury him at Hopewell Presbyterian Church. Cornwallis reports relatively few losses, but military records suggest he underestimated badly, probably because many casualties were swept downstream. A Patriot militiaman who lived in the area, Robert Henry, wrote, "A great number of British dead were found on Thompson's fish dam and in his trap, and numbers lodged on brush and drifted to the banks. That the river stocked with dead carcasses, that the British could not have lost less than 100 men on that occasion." An 1888 source says something else interesting turned up the day after the battle. "An elegant beaver hat, made after the fashion of the day and marked in the inside, the property of Josiah Martin, governor, was found floating on the Catawba River about 10 miles below Cowan's Ford." Cornwallis reported that Martin, in British eyes still the colonial governor of North Carolina, traveled with the army, cheerfully bearing all the hardships of camp life.